listener production.
Household bills set to cop another shock, and we'll catch you up on the weekend's basketball and cricket. Warm and sunny across central and northwest Victoria this Monday. Good morning, I'm Katie Martin, and this is your Western Victoria local news. Welfare groups say gas price hikes will be catastrophic for many Victorians, especially for country people. New charges have come into effect with average price jumps of 25%. That'll add an extra $480 to yearly bills. Emma King from the Victorian Council of Social Services says it'll hit regional communities particularly hard.
And as we head into winter, we know that people will be forced to choose between things like heating and food. And those hurting the most are going to be people who are earning lower incomes, living in poorer quality homes and using outdated heating and cooking appliances.
Meantime, public transport groups say fare cuts for V-Line passengers may create more problems. The Victorian government has promised to bring V-Line fares into line with metro prices, but new analysis shows this will cost over $1 billion over the next 10 years. And Ben Lever from the Public Transport Users Association says the money would be better spent on more services.
There's a lot of situations where the trains don't run very frequently, particularly in the outer regions of the state. And there's also places where V-Line is essentially running double duty, running suburban services in the west of Melbourne, for example.
Bendigo Community Health Services has a plan to get more doctors working in central Victoria, but they need a few million dollars from the federal government first. They want to establish an international medical employment, training and supervision hub to combat the region's crippling GP shortage. BCHS's Graham Kelly says it has the potential to boost GP ranks in just a few short years.
The project itself has a set-up period of at least 12 months. To ensure that we've got all the process and systems in place. And then the first trial 5-year period is expected to at a maximum do about 3 doctors every 3 months.
And there's a new push to revitalise Mildura's CBD, especially some of the laneways. Local restaurant owner Brett Robinson says the eastern side of Deakin Avenue would be a great spot for alfresco dining, festivals and other events. It's already got the support of Mildura Regional Development. The group's Brett Millington says he'd be very happy to take the ideas further.
I think it's a matter of being able to sit down with the various parties, look at, you know, what the concepts are, and then being able to try and map out how that works and how it combines in with existing, I guess, the way that laneways perhaps work in different parts.
A highly anticipated game for the Bendigo Spirit yesterday, but they couldn't manage it against WNBL dominators, the Melbourne Boomers. Another crushing loss for the Spirit, 72-115. And let's see where the Sunraysia cricket left off at the weekend. Golgol first to bat against Eyerimple with a huge target of 282, set largely by Wade Hancock's massive 165 runs. Merbein in similar fashion against Settlers, the target 237. Kumiala Wentworth are looking to get 158 against Eyerimple, and Mildura East have set 193 for West. That's the latest. You're up to date with Western Victoria News.